When I was in seventh grade at Queen of Angels Catholic School in Austin, Minnesota, I remember that Father Cossey used to visit our classroom from time to time. On one of his visits, we were talking about the meaning of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. And I thought I was a pretty smart seventh grader because we had just learned a new vocabulary word, assume. So I raised my hand and I said, Father, we learned that the word assume means to guess or to suppose or to take for granted as true without evidence. So we obviously call it the Assumption of Mary into heaven because we assume or guess or suppose Mary is in heaven even though we don't know for sure. Now, with a smile on his face, Father Cossey, who is over 6 feet tall, came over to my desk. He grabbed me by my blue uniform shirt and started to lift me right out of my chair. He said, "This is what assume means, to be lifted up." I never forgot that. Oh, Father Cossey was so patient with me. He explained that the Feast of the Assumption does not mean that we assume or guess or suppose that Mary is in heaven. Webster's Ninth New Collegiate Dictionary says that the first meaning of the word assume is from the Latin, which means to take up or in, to take to oneself. This definition of assume is what we mean by the Assumption of Mary into heaven. Mary is assumed into heaven, meaning she is taken up into heaven. She is lifted up into heaven. Our Lord takes the soul and body of his mother to himself. Now, you don't have to raise your hands, but how many people still think like I did back in seventh grade that we really don't know if Mary's in heaven, but we guess or suppose that she's in heaven based on little or no evidence? Merriam-Webster's dictionary says that the word assume is used when the guess is based on little or no evidence, but that's not the case with the Assumption of Mary. There's lots of evidence. Don't you remember last year we talked about two people in the Bible, Enoch and Elijah, who were taken up, body and soul, into heaven? In exile on the island of Patmos, St. John had a vision of the body and soul of Mary in heaven. That was today's first reading. In 2 years, we're going to talk about how the Bible describes Mary as the Ark of the Covenant. Yeah, there's lots of evidence. So we absolutely do not assume or suppose or make an educated guess that Mary might be in heaven, that she's probably in heaven. On the contrary, we know with absolute certainty that Mary is in heaven. We know this on the basis of faith. The Assumption of Mary into heaven is a truth that was revealed to us by, not by man, but by God. That's why it is absolutely certain. On the 1st of November, 1950, before any of you were ever born, Pope Pius XII, the venerable Pope Pius XII, infallibly declared that by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and by our own authority, we pronounce, declare, and define it to be a divinely revealed dogma that the Immaculate Virgin Mother of God, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed, body and soul, into the glory of heaven. Mary was assumed into heaven. She did not ascend into heaven on her own power. Instead, Mary was assumed, taken up, not by her own power and her own beautiful, beautiful looks and by her own beautiful works. No, she was assumed and taken up by the power of the death and resurrection of her Son and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord assumed his mother's soul and body into heaven when the course of her life on this earth came to an end. And the venerable Pope Pius XII made it clear that God revealed this truth about Mary. It is a divinely revealed dogma, not the educated guess of the Pope or the Church. And every Catholic must believe this truth with divine faith, that Mary was assumed, taken up into heaven, soul and body. Pope Pius XII stated, hence, if anyone, God forbid, should dare willfully to deny or to call into doubt that which we have defined, let him know that he has fallen away completely from the divine and Catholic faith. Completely. Not just a little bit, not just somewhat, not just a majority, but completely. Believing in Mary's assumption is not an optional teaching. So too, the public celebration of this teaching is not optional. Attending Mass in this beautiful feast in honor of our dear mother is not optional. Attending Mass today is a public statement by all Catholics throughout the world that this teaching of Mary being assumed or taken up into heaven is true, not just a guess based on little evidence. By coming together for Mass on this holy day of obligation, we say that Mary's assumption into heaven has been revealed by God Himself. That's all the evidence we need. Because He reveals it, we believe it. Mary's assumption into heaven isn't so difficult to believe, right? Because what the Lord did for his mother is not just something he promises to do for her, but something that he promises to do for everybody. We don't assume or suppose or guess that God probably will take up our bodies to join our souls in heaven. We know with absolute certainty that Jesus will raise up our mortal bodies to make them like his own in glory. We believe in the resurrection of the body, not just Mary's body. We believe in the resurrection of every body. Mary's assumption into heaven reminds us that even as our bodies lie in the grave, they are not going to stay buried in the ground forever. Our bodies, my body, this body, will be raised up on the last day, assumed by God. Taken up, we pray into glory. The prayer after communion for today's Mass summarizes our prayer in this glorious solemnity. We ask you to grant, O Lord, that through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom you assumed into heaven, that we may be brought to the glory of the resurrection. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.